All right, we're here with Amanda Siebert, the author of The Little Book of Cannabis. As you know, recreational marijuana, legal as of October 17th. What can we expect with that big date?
Well, here in Vancouver, we do live in a bit of a bubble when it comes to cannabis. We do have a lot of dispensaries everywhere. I think we can expect a few of those to be shutting down until they obtain their provincial licenses. Some of them might be remaining open. We're not really sure. But it'll be definitely interesting to see. I mean, with only one legal store in Kamloops, people will have to be purchasing their cannabis online. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things play out in Vancouver for sure.
Were you surprised that, you know, we've known that this October 17 date has been, you know, when the government made it legal and they announced the date October 17th, are you surprised that on the actual day there's only going to be one legal store in all of British Columbia and it's in Kamloops?
Surprised. I mean, I'm not sure if that's the word for it. I mean, I think it's a complicated thing for the government to achieve. Being British Columbia, you know, with the whole BC Bud reputation, I mean, I am a little bit disappointed. I would have thought that the government maybe would have grabbed onto that a little bit and embraced it and perhaps opened up a couple more stores than just the one in Kamloops. But I'm sure we'll be seeing more opening up soon, and private stores as well. Hopefully will be coming not too long after October 17th.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, do you think it's kind of an oversight or something went wrong organizationally that only one store in all of the province will be ready to go on the actual legalization date?
Absolutely. I think it's a discrepancy between municipalities, between the province. You know, some communities are comfortable with having stores. Some are saying they only want public. Some are saying they only want private. So with all the different preferences from one municipality to the next, I think it's a little bit complicated. But I do wish that there were more stores opening and that perhaps there would have been more thought about this. You know, it's not like... You know, we've been talking about legalization in Canada since 2015, so you would think that perhaps there'd be more, but I guess this is what we got.
Now, talking about cannabis and pot itself, do you expect some kind of cultural shift to happen overnight with now that it's becoming legal? Do you think a lot of people will be like, now that it's legal, I might try this now, or do you think or do you think the law is sort of catching up with the culture and not the other way around?
I think the culture, you know, is one thing. I think overnight, you know, for sure it's not going to be, you know, an overnight transition, but I think slowly people will start to realize that when the sky does not fall after October 17th, that cannabis is really just another thing that people use to, you know, whether it's to enjoy themselves, to relax, to take the edge off a little bit. I mean, if we consider the way alcohol is used in society, we don't have that same kind of judgment for someone who likes to have a beer after their shift at 5:30. So I think we should maybe, I mean, I would hope to see that people are kind of reserving judgment a little bit as we move forward with legalization. You know, cannabis is something we've used for 12,000 years as humans, and so this is just a step in the next direction. Really, the last 100 years have been kind of the aberration, if you will.
Cannabis in a way can be very polarizing, and just looking at your paperwork here, some would call it the world's next superfood, others, another gateway drug. What do you think of that wild dichotomy between the two solitudes when it comes to pot?
I think the gateway drug theory, which I believe has been debunked by a few different institutions, you know, it's something that it's easy for people to attach on to this idea that, you know, if you use cannabis, it's going to make you want to use other substances. In my mind, I think the gateway drug is alcohol, but that's another story. And then, you know, cannabis is a superfood. This is something that I sort of explore a little bit in my book. You know, we see hemp seeds and hemp milk and all these products available to us. And I think cannabis itself, the plant, you know, if we're able to grow it at home with legalization, with the four plants rule, I think we're going to see a lot more people maybe tossing a fan leaf or two into their morning shake or things like that. So I think, yeah, there is a huge dichotomy. There's the people that really view it as this therapeutic substance that can, in fact, improve your life, and people who still believe that it's very dangerous. And I think the truth is, you know, for most people, somewhere in the middle, and hopefully we see, you know, people moving away from those extreme points of view about cannabis.